Amy, on this podcast, we try to always offer useful takeaways. And if you learn nothing else from us, learn this useful parenting lesson by Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 are the ultimate parent hack, the best diaper to use as soon as your baby starts standing or walking. Instead of ordinary diaper tabs, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your wild child.
Pampers Cruisers 360 makes it so easy to change your baby. Who probably doesn't stop moving just because they need a diaper changed? Just slide on to apply and away they go.
And fear not, parents. Pampers Cruisers 360 offers an up to 100% leak-free fit. And they just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we say more?
For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupons, savings, and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value.
Welcome to Ask Margaret from the What Fresh Hell Laughing in the Face of Motherhood podcast, solving your parenting dilemmas one question at a time. Today's question comes from Jenny. Jenny says, "My husband and I love your podcast and listen to every one while I make dinner. He hates clutter and especially the annoying plastic toys family seems to always be giving our 15-month-old. How do we get family members to stop giving us cheap plastic annoying toys every time they see our kid? We'd love to somehow instill a present policy that involves them putting the money they would have spent into a savings fund for him, but just aren't sure how to stop the random every time we see them gifts." Jenny and husband, I have not great news. I'm not sure you're going to be able to stop this. I'm not even sure you should, but let's take it one step at a time. I think that it is a fine idea to start a savings account for your child and make that accessible to the grandparents. It is even fine to say, in lieu of presents, we would prefer that going forward, you donate money to this account instead of giving our child a present. And that is kind of where your role in it stops. Your preference is great, but you cannot enforce a present policy on other people. The role that giving your child presents plays in your parents' lives is not really for you to determine, in my opinion. So I'm fine with you putting the option in an easy way in their path to say our preference would be money towards something useful versus plastic nonsense, but that's kind of where you get out of it. And then if they give your child plastic nonsense, I would make an attempt to be gracious and grateful about it, no matter how you feel about it. If you listen to the podcast, you know that I have extremely strong opinions against plastic toys. Not a fan. Really despise them, especially goodie bags, but I just have to look at the man in the mirror and make that change. So I don't do goodie bags at parties. I try to give books as gifts to other people's children. But often my kids are like, books, this is such a lame gift that we're bringing. Like, I don't begrudge any birthday child. My kid, my youngest, is way into LOL dolls and they are my nightmare. They are just plastic explosion of garbage in my mind, but I don't ban them for my child because she loves them. I do try to talk to her when we play with them about how much plastic is involved with them and how they will be here long after we are all gone, and that the amount of plastic they generate is a huge concern to me. And so I see her evolving a bit on them, but she still loves them. And if she gets an allowance and she buys an LOL doll with that, that is not my choice. That is her choice. So I think it's a lot of figuring out where the lines and boundaries are. You can definitely take a strong stance and say, we no longer allow plastic in our house. Do not bring plastic toys or we will throw them away or give them away. You can do that. I wouldn't recommend it. I think it is enforcing your values on other people in a way that I don't agree with. And I do think that sometimes, you know, my kids' grandparents are walking through an airport and they see something and they just love it and they know it's going to light my kid's face up. And when it arrives, I sometimes have the feeling of like, oh, something else for me to find storage for until eventually putting in the landfill and my heart sinks a little bit. But I don't die on that particular hill and I would not recommend doing so. put in people's path an alternative that you find better, and then make an effort on your end to free cycle, recycle any toys that come in, give them to other kids. But I would not take a strong stand against them in a way that denies the grandparents the joy of having that exchange with your kiddo. I hope that's helpful, Jenny. But definitely don't give away goodie bags. You know how I feel about that. If you have a question that you would like Amy and I to solve for you, you can submit them to questions at whatfreshhellpodcast.com or ask them on our Facebook page, and we may answer one of your questions on an upcoming episode. Talk to you next time.
Are you overwhelmed by the things that get in the way of you doing what you want to do? Are you looking for ways to simplify life to better align with your values? Do you want to create space in your schedule so you have room for more of the good stuff? Play, joy, relationships, gratitude, and more? If you answered yes to any of these questions, I invite you to check out Edit Your Life, a podcast to help you edit the unnecessary from your life so you have more room to enjoy the awesome. Through episodes with me, Christine Coe, and a range of super smart, compassionate, and thoughtful guests, you'll come away with big picture insights and practical ways to declutter your home, schedule, and mental space without getting bogged down by perfection. I have always believed that small moments and actions matter tremendously. My goal is to help you find agency and space in your life through doable baby steps that will leave you feeling accomplished instead of overwhelmed. Check out Edit Your Life wherever you enjoy your podcasts.
Margaret, it's an exciting news day.
An exciting news day indeed, Amy.
A few years ago, we launched our first spinoff podcast, Toddler Purgatory, hosted by the hilarious Blair Brooks and Molly Lloyd.
And guess what? Now Blair and Molly are back with their all-new podcast, Unsticking It.
You know Blair and Molly as two busy moms and actors, and somewhere between potty training and the pandemic, they both felt like they lost their creative kaboom.
In their new podcast, Unsticking It, they are going to talk about how all of us can get back to what lights us up after motherhood. Amy, I need this.
Me too. And Blair and Molly will be talking to fellow imaginative minds. We're talking actors, artists, and creators of all kinds about how we can all unstick ourselves from whatever muck we're stuck in.
Follow, subscribe, and listen to Unsticking It wherever you get your podcasts.
That's Unsticking It with Blair and Molly, because sometimes life sucks.